Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do. And greater works than these will he do because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. John chapter 14 verses 12 to 14. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. John chapter 15 verse 7. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. John chapter 15 verse 16. In that day, you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive that your joy may be full. I have said these things to you in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures of speech but will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day, you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I will ask the Father on your behalf. For the Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world, and now I am leaving the world and going to the Father. John chapter 16 verses 23 to 27. This is really important. You have to know this. Jesus Christ has given every believer the right to ask in his name, not as a ritual, but as a relationship rooted in love, obedience, and abiding fellowship. These are not empty promises. They are the words of the risen Son of God, spoken to those who believe, just before he returned to the Father. Jesus said, "Ask in my name. Abide in me. Bear fruit. That your joy will be full." The name of Jesus is the believer's access to heaven's authority. The condition is abiding. The purpose is fruit that glorifies God. The result is joy that cannot be shaken. So come, confidently, obediently, and expectantly. Abide in him. Let his word shape your prayers. Ask in his name. And see the will of the Father done in your life, because the Father himself loves you.